السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to this week's English Khutbah. And the topic is Those who come to Allah with sound hearts بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيم. Alhamdulillah. All praises are for Allah, the most merciful, the most loving. The one in whose hands all hearts are, the one who turns them as he pleases, either bestowing on them knowledge and wisdom, or letting them bear the consequences of their ignorance. And I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I bear witness that his prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is his messenger. O Allah, send your prayers, blessings and grace upon our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his family the pure, and all his companions and whomsoever follows them in the best of ways till the last day. Amma ba'd. To continue, I advise you slaves of Allah and myself with an awe-filled consciousness of Allah, for verily Allah says, أولئك الذين امتحن الله قلوبهم للتقوى لهم مغفرة وأجر عظيم. They are the ones whose hearts Allah has tested for God consciousness, and for them is a great forgiveness and a great reward. أيها المؤمنون, O you who believe, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us of that which will ultimately benefit us on a day where there is no benefit except the benefit that He gives. And that is when Allah says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. That day wherein which there will be no benefit for anyone through their wealth or their children, except that they come to Allah with a sound heart. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us, brothers and sisters, that the entirety of the affair returns back, as this verse delineates, to the degree of soundness we have in our hearts. And it's for this reason that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to constantly allude to the importance of hearts. This message is a message of hearts. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَيَقُولُونَ الْكَرَمُ إِنَّمَا الْكَرْمُ قَلْبُ الْمُؤْمِنِ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, people speak about generosity. Indeed, generosity, or the entirety of generosity, is best embodied by the heart of a believer. This is because, brothers and sisters, that nobility can only spring forth from the fountain by which it comes, which is the hearts of a man. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would often allude to how it is the heart of the believer which is the manba, the source of faith, of light, of righteousness. For example, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was once asked, who is the best of people? Ayyu nas afdal? Who is the best of people? He responded by saying, kullu makhmumil qalbi saduqil lisani. He said, every single person whose heart is pure and whose speech is pure or sincere. And then the Sahaba responded by saying that we know what suduqul lisan is. We know what it means to be sincere of speech. فَمَا مَخْمُومُ الْقَلْبِ. What is the purity of a heart? And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying, هُوَ التَّقِيُّ النَّقِيُّ لَا إِثْمَ فِيهِ وَلَا بَغْيَ وَلَا غِلَّ وَلَا حَسَدٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded by saying that the pure of heart is the one who is pious and pure, having no ithm, sin in it, no injustice in it, no rancor, no envy, and no hasad, as we said, envy. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us that these are the things, through the idea of tazkiyah, that we have to get out of our hearts. And one of the most important things are the last thing that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in this hadith, to remove hasad, jealousy. For the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يجتمع في قلب عبد الإيمان والحسد. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, two will never be gathered in the heart of a true slave, a true believer in Allah, and that is al-Iman wal-Hasad, faith, true faith, or envy. And why is that? Because the ulama say, ضدان لا يجتمعان, opposites do not meet, because the very nature of hasad, enmity, is that you are objecting to the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that at some level you think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should not have given someone something, that, and you think he should have given that to you. And this objection can only come through ضعف الإيمان, can only come through not having a true recognition of who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. ما قدر الله حق قدره. They never realized who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, in that He is the Mu'ti, He is the one who gives, He is the Razik, He is the one who apportions rizq amongst the people. And so this idea of not having a of hasad is a very important for having a sound heart. Another thing is to not have rancor, injustice, to not have a state of al-ghil, as they say, injustice, grudges, to think that this person affected me, that person did this to me. Because the more these bother the heart, the more this is a sign of this lack of taslim, this lack of acceptance, and allowing, just letting things go. And that's why the true sign of a heart that's pure is the tolerance. And the tolerance, the samah, not in a superficial sense, but a tolerance or an ability to bear, embodied by those who actually have the courage to open their hearts to the totality of life, including the vulnerability, including the fact that you might be hurt, but you're willing to hold that. And that ability to have that sound heart is very, very precious and very rare, because that is how people find peace ultimately. And that is why one of the ways, when you look at the asbab, how does a person get a sound heart, is to actually just recognize that the turbidity, that the lack of peace in the heart, is because of a desire for other than Allah. The more we desire other than Allah, the more we don't find our itminan, we don't find our rest with Allah, and we seek other than Allah, the more the heart will be afflicted by the very nature that things, you're not in charge. That which you desire will not come to you the way you want it to. But even if it was, the likelihood is that it will perish, because everything in this world is perishing. The only thing that's baqi, the only thing that stays, وَيَبْقَى وَجْهُ رَبِّكَ, that which stays is the countenance and manifestness of your Lord. And so what would be better for you to attach yourself to except Him? And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَعِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ, is it not through the remembrance of Allah that the hearts get the itminan, get that state of patience and security and comfort and peace. And so the sakina, or the peace, and the itminan are dependent on the degree to which it's making dhikr of Allah. And dhikr doesn't just mean outward dhikr. The word dhikr is so powerful because it means remembrance, i.e. remembering that which you already knew. And so the only way the heart becomes pained is when it's ghafil, when it's forgotten that which it already knows. And what does it know? It knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Rabb. It knows tawheed. But what takes it out of tawheed is this seeking of other than Allah, and this veiling, that where it doesn't realize what it wants, and the only solution is to return, to turn back to Allah, to reach that point when you have that salamatu sadr, that peaceness and that wholeness of the heart, because it's realized who it is and what it's been created for. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ثَلَاثٌ مَنْ كُنَّ فِيهِ وَجَدَ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ. There are three things that if a person has them, he will find the sweetness of faith. أن يكون الله ورسوله أحب إليه مما سواهما. The first thing he said is that Allah and His Messenger are more dearer to him than everything else. So one of the best ways that you can find your heart being finding its peace is to find what is it you truly love. Because if you're loving other than Allah, or you're loving something other than Allah to the degree that you love Allah, so it creates a competitor in your heart, then you won't have the peace of your heart. You won't have this purity of heart. The way you get the purity of heart is by asking yourself, what is it you really want? What is it that you really love? And if you find that it's Allah in your heart, then the proof of that is that your heart is not shaken and not moved when you're afflicted by other than the loss of this world. Because the loss of this world, it will come to everyone. Everyone will lose in this world at some point because loss is inbuilt into this world. But the only one who succeeds, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا and so on, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ and so on. Because why? Because the iman says they didn't have the iman in the dunya aslan. They didn't have the iman in this world to start off with. And so when the khusran of those, the loss of those who placed their iman and i'tiqad and belief in this dunya occurs, they are free from that. And so the sign that one who loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that same hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, is that then a sign follows on, is that he loves for the sake of Allah and hates for the sake of Allah, starting with his commands. Because the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or the Quran actually tells us, وَمَن يُعَذِّمْ شَعَائِرِ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِن تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. And so whomsoever honors the sha'air of Allah, فَإِنَّهَا مِن تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ, because that is the sign of the piety of the hearts. Why? Because you'll start loving that which Allah loves. If you find that that which has been honored and esteemed by Allah, such as the actions of ibadah, such as the Quran, such as dhikr, such as salah, such as the masajid, such as the Kaaba, such as Medina, such, all of these are the sha'air, are these symbols of symbolic importance that are doorways to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed His rida in them. But you find your heart, if your heart's not inclined to them, or you are indifferent to them, then that's a sign that the taqwa of the qulub is falling apart. That reverence of the heart is falling apart. And so how can you hope for a sound heart? How can you hope for a good heart? And so likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us when He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اسْتَجِيبُوا لِلَّهِ وَرَسُولُ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O you who have believed, respond to Allah and His Messenger, إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ, when He calls you to that which gives you life, أَيْ يُحْيِي قُلُوبَكُمْ, gives life to your hearts, because you are through your heart, right? That spiritual heart with the physical heart. But that spiritual locus is what the real life is. Because if there's no life there, then you're dead. You're just going through the motions. You're like summun bukmun umyun, deaf, dumb and blind. Because all of your organs, all of your sensory perception is there for that life of the heart. And if you don't have that, you live the hayatun danka, that life of constriction. Because you're constricted because there's nothing but dhulm, there's nothing but darkness. And you feel that darkness. And you feel that emptiness. And you think, if I can satisfy it with food and drinks and satiating my shahawat, that will somehow satisfy it. And it leads you further and further into an emptiness if you don't have Allah. And so this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that He's calling you to that which gives you life. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala falls between He's the intervener between a man and his heart. If you find your heart, you will find Allah. If you find what it is you truly want, you cannot help but find Allah there. And that's what's the sign that you found Allah? What's the sign that your heart is alive? You give importance to that which Allah gives importance to. You find, like the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to Sayyidina Bilal, He said, قم يا بلال أقم فرحنا بالصلاة. He said, oh Bilal, get up, let's do إقامة الصلاة and free us through صلاة. صلاة was راحة, صلاة was comfort, صلاة was freedom from the tribulations of this world. You will find that your hand is able to dip in your pocket and give sadaqah, that you don't have shuh, you don't have bukhul, you don't have stinginess. That's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, خذ من أموالهم صدقة تطهرهم وتزكيهم بها. Take from their wealth sadaqa, تطهرهم, purify them and cleanse them, بها, through the sadaqa. Because when you give for the sake of Allah, you're removing from your heart the love of that which is other, because that is exactly what you're getting rid of. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases the barakah for someone who gives. Yudha'if, and usually the nature of that is the increase will be material as well as spiritual. Spiritual will always be an increase if you give for Allah. But the nature of it, that thing is, هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْأَحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْأَحْسَانِ. Is not goodness, does it not bequeath except goodness? And you'll find the nature of increase in this world. That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا يجتمع الشح والإيمان في قلب عبد أبدا. That you will not find joining in the hearts of a true slave. إيمان والشح, true faith and miserliness, or true faith and stinginess. Why? Because it goes back to the same thing we said before. Diddan لا يجتمعان, opposites don't meet. One is the sign of adam al-iman, or lack of iman, da'af al-iman, and the other is the sign of true iman. And similarly, we can go to fasting. You'll start loving the things that Allah loves, and Allah loves fasting. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in addition to fasting Ramadan, would fast the yom. He used to fast the Mondays, and he used to fast the Thursdays. And this was a sign of his loving fasting, because he would also fast the 3 months, the 3 days of the full moon of the lunar calendar. And so these were things that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said. He said, "Sawmu shahru sabri." He said to fast the month of sabr, which was another word for Ramadan, because it was required sabr. Wa thalathati ayyamin min kulli shahrin, and to fast in addition those 3 days, which generally the ulama take to be those 3 days of the lunar calendar, but you could of the middle days, those white days, but they could just as well be 3 days. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Yuzhibna wahar sadri." Takes away the discomfort of the heart, takes away that difficulty of the heart. So it's literally a purification, and so on and so on. We can come to the recitation of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran, he says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ وَشِفَاءٌ لِمَا فِي الصُّدُورِ وَهُدًى وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing the Quran, he says, O mankind, there has come to you maw'idha, an admonition, min rabbikum wa shifa'un, an admonition from your Lord, and literally a healing, lima fis sudur, for what is in the heart. So the Quran, recitation of the Quran, engaging with the Quran, developing love for the Quran, literally becomes a healing of the hearts, wa hudan wa rahmatu lil mu'minin, and a guidance and an all enveloping rahmah, mercy, compassionate love for those who are the believers. And so why? Because the Quran itself is the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Right, and so inna hadha dhikra, this is a remembrance, but for whom? Liman kana lahu qalb aw alqa as-sam' wa huwa shahid. For someone who recognizes I have a heart, and they take the admonition and is willing to be a dutiful witness to that. Right, if a person doesn't recognize they have a heart, and they rather live their life from that egoic energy of me, whatever I want goes, then they're not going to likely benefit from the admonition of the Quran. The Quran can be heard and it seems heavy on them. They're like, let's put on some rap music instead. Let me hear something instead, because the Quran seems heavy, because they've not found their heart. They're not engaging, their heart has not come to life to the point that it becomes mutually beneficial, that the heart responds. And so what's the response? What should such a person do? Persist. أَلَا بِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ تَطْمَعِنَّ الْقُلُوبِ. Keep persisting in dhikr, don't give up.
Because if you give up, then you have shut the door on yourself. But if you persist in dhikr, then may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you with a dhikr that initially is heavy, but He'll take you onto that which is now light, until it becomes a dhikr from the lisan to a dhikr of the qulub. And when it becomes a dhikr of the qulub, it can go deeper and deeper into every single thing, until you find yourself in a presence where you're not with anything illa siwa mahbub, except your beloved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why would you despair? La tahzan, and don't ever despair of ever traveling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this journey is a journey of hearts. Fa'ina tadhabun, where are you headed? Where are you headed with your hearts? This is a constant question. You're being asked at every moment, where are you headed with your hearts? Where is your tawajjuh? Where is your facing? What is it that you really want? And that's the secret to the dua. A dua is another way to turn yourself to Allah, because the dua is literally making your tawajjuh realigned. You're turning yourself to Allah through your heart. And that's why duas also open up. If you find things are tough for you, make dua with your heart. If you find your heart is hard, make dua with your heart. And say as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, teaching us so that we can emulate him in saying this, because his heart was of the greatest of hearts, which was what? Ya muqallibul qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O you who turn the hearts, make firm my hearts upon your religion. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make firm our hearts upon his religion. Brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make firm our hearts upon his religion. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us real human beings, those devoted to him. We also ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us amongst those who enable us to be of service to the way of his Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to be in obedience and service of those he's ordered us to be in obedience to. I say this and I ask Allah for forgiveness for me and for you, so invoke him for forgiveness, for he is the most forgiving and the most merciful. And with that comes to an end this week's English khutbah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This khutbah was brought to you by Idha'atul Quran, Abu Dhabi.